Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, old dry bones. You know what time it is. And we're going to have a hell of a show for you tonight. But you know what? I want you to hear the real Michael Jackson. Not the holographic one.
Break Hotel is where we going tonight with the Michael Jackson still going on story. After 5 years, Michael Jackson has reappeared on the Billboard Awards in the most sophisticated holographic scenery that I have seen. He outdid Tupac's hologram, that's for sure. But before we get started tonight, we got a wonderful show. I got a brother coming on, Brother J. Reed out of Texas, who always been telling me that there's something about this story. I had no idea this thing was coming out, the escape. And it's amazing. We call it the Machiavellian Emperor of Saturn. That's the Knights. Because once you realize what Michael Jackson, if you look at his album covers, you will see some phenomenal revelation of what's going on. Before we get started, let me deal with the real people who is on the planet Earth as we know it. And that is to all of you. Thank you for all listening. We missed last week, but I have to say it was for a very worthy cause, because my offsprings have done an international move, and they are in Japan or the rising sun, so they hope them well, wish them well. Also, there's a lot of things going on, everybody. I try to stay involved with everything I can. Some of my fellow comrades, brothers in the move, they had brought down Jonah Bay, and he was here over the weekend. I did not get a chance to see him, but I heard it was some interesting knowledge out. And, of course, you know how we are. We got to always analyze, look at it, and let's see if we can move with it. So we'll be talking about that at another show, but I just want to give a shout-out for my brothers who brought them here. Good job in what you're doing. Keep it going. We got to have all kind of critical analysis of everybody. We need to find out what is going to work and what can't work. So one way we can do that is to follow, listen, and hear what these people got to say. According to everybody, that's your First Amendment right, so you better not play with it, because it could be taken away. I hope everybody knows that Thailand has already declared martial law today on its citizens. Thailand. Martial law has been declared on Thailand. If you know, Michael Jackson always had his dancers sometimes in black. Well, you know, we'll get into that once we get started. But I had a wonderful time with the family, of course, up in St. Petersburg. They are always doing stuff. That's one group that I must say is talking the talk, and they are not speculative. They are operative. They are operating in what they're supposed to be doing. We was at the Sister Ollie Kate had her meet and greet up there, and it was wonderful for her campaign for the superintendent of another county, school board superintendent of another county. Very nice. It was very enjoyable. Met my brothers, of course, up there. Credit man, you know he does his thing. He always doing it. He's everywhere. And he met a lot of other influential people. But I want to give a shout-out to the area up there. Is I like it. I see a difference than down here. But it's a wonderful area. But they had a wonderful place where they held the fundraiser and the meet and greet. Anyway, I'm gonna give her a shout out, because she has a wonderful beauty parlor. One of the first kind I've seen. It's a whole house, and it's converted into, it's unbelievable. The menu up there is on Martin Luther King Boulevard. It's called Johnny Mitchell. She's the owner. It's called Just Be Beautiful Natural Hair Care and More. You have to see this place. Wonderful. Wonderful place. And it was very nice put together. The food was wonderful. And people up there doing it. They for real. They're trying to take back the school system. They see what's going on. See, a lot of us be talking, but see, this is not just a talk show. It's a talk show with reality behind it, man. You got to work with it. Okay? So it goes on there. I'm going to take the Love family, Brother Love and his lovely wife, Barbara Love, who is her campaign. Her brother is her campaign manager, but is her campaign secretary, is Barbara Love. We give a shout out to everybody there, because they're actually trying to make it happen. So let's not be discouraged unless you're going to get in the game. You got to get in the game, y'all. That's how it works. But you know what? Tonight, before we get to the MJ escape, you know we got to do our thing, because everybody always say, you know, Why y'all ain't talking about the African principles? We talking about the most African principles. Can't go too much further. I mean, I could go and reach out to where the first pharaohs were at, but that's way, way, way back. Some of them can't even be, you know, even talked about unless you're going to do, you know, you're going to dig up some of the artifacts and see if I'm telling a lie or not, unless you plan on doing that. But here it is. The oracles of Maya, truth, justice, harmony, balance, reciprocity, order, and righteousness. I can't explain it no other way. This is the foundation of a nation or a group of people, period. Which leads to economics. But before we get deep into that, let me start myself. We've been talking about this for a while. And, of course, you know, many of us did not even know. I did not even know that this album was coming out. Really did not know. And if you notice, it's not with an E, it's with an X. You know. And so, we want to give you a little bit of tidbit on why we're talking about this tonight, because Michael Jackson was a profound individual. Most of us have been able to be entertained by him. But if you go on the, if you're on the computer, if you're watching this from the computer, you should see the pictures I have up. Those of you who have emails, I sent you emails. The pictures that I have up should explain it all. Michael was considered high in the order. His albums tell it all. He don't have so many albums, Blood on the Dance Floor. They Don't Give a Damn About Us was one of the most profound songs. Now, if you know what he was saying, you heard it back then. But now, Brazil is doing exactly what Michael Jackson said they was going to do when they was doing it. Now that they have the World Cup and the whole world is looking at them, now they had to bulldoze whole neighborhoods to utilize the land that was being prepared for the World Cup. So they bulldozed people. Go online and look it up. For this World Cup of soccer. Now, I'm not going to talk against the soccer players because I know they have a way to live, but that game is very racist. They throw bananas at people. You know, they call them strange names and so forth. So Michael Jackson was telling you they don't give a damn about us. In reality, they don't give a damn about us. Because those people are being used in the most cruel fashion to get off the land. And they're not showing you that. They have only 3 weeks to get this finished. And they're not even close to it, as according to some sources. But I bet you they'll find a way to finish that before that World Cup gets started. I bet you that. Because there's billionaires and oligarchs are running. But Michael Jackson sat amongst these people. Michael Jackson knew the high order of science. Michael Jackson, if you see his album cover, and I'm going to explain that right quick. Michael Jackson's album cover is so unique. I don't know if, when he would think about taking this picture. That's why we got Jay Reed going to explain this. That is this some type of Machiavellian mindset? Because even though Tupac claimed that he was Machiavelli, I have Machiavelli on there, and by all means necessary, you know, he is a fierce philosopher of Italian. He was part of the Medici family. If you don't know what I'm talking about, check out the Medici's, which is one of the Moors are in the Medici's. So I want y'all to look this out. In the banks, one of the first banks of Venice is the Medici Bank. And Mike dressed himself up as Saturn, which is the god of the schools, courts, and the churches. It's the cult of Saturn that is running things. Everything about this planet has metaphysical powers that is able to transcend to ours. I told you that Blood Moon was no joke. Michael Jackson tried to tell you his song. He did Blood on the Dance Floor. He did it on a checkerboard. He knew the science of astrology. Now, I want y'all to realize how far he knew it before I bring my brother on. Michael Jackson started messing with your brother over there in Atlanta, Georgia, Roddy Jenkins. You know Roddy Jenkins over there, Roddy, you know, all the came big-time producer. You know that many of y'all know who he is. He started working with Michael Jackson, according to what we are told, on the title track of Escape back in 1999. You flip those over, that's 666, one in the front. Is that a coincidence? And then Michael Jackson also did some things that with numbers. It said that he was an international superstar, but while these songs date back to his, it says 1983, and it says there are new to the world. They saying that these songs that were done in 1983. Now, the reason why I say that is because if you play on numbers, the next number is 1984, and that's George Orwell's Thing About the World. Okay? So you're dealing with the new world. Michael Jackson was quite aware that of this revelation because he hung with the most powerful people in the music industry, and many of you know about the music industry of the blood sacrifices. And you know all about some of the things that go on. So I'm laying the ground floor for you, brother. So when you get ready to come on here. Now, Saturn, if y'all don't know this, if you get to understand the color Saturn is black. Okay, black. Understand that. When you go to school and you graduate, many of us wear black robes. Preachers, black robes. The judge, black robe. Okay? This is the color that is denounced to Saturn. Okay? Now, Saturn in the ancient world, and it goes way back, okay? That's why many of us celebrate the Passover or the Sabbath on Saturday, when Saturday is Saturn. And Michael Jackson knew quite well about Saturn because he was a Jehovah's Witness. And because of him being a Jehovah's Witness, they celebrate on Saturn or Saturday. Okay, understand that quite well. This meaning, this number of Saturn, Michael Jackson knew quite well. That's why he made it 1999. Listen to me again. When he did his thing, he made it 1999. Because he knows the mysteries of the numbers. Now, the way I'm talking tonight, you say, well, he's crazy. He don't know what he's talking about. Yes, I do. Michael Jackson gave you an album called Remember the Times, where he was dressed in comedic garb. He ran through all the courts of Egypt. Eddie Murphy, we won't go there now, but Eddie Murphy at that time played the character of Pharaoh in the beautiful, I can't think of her name, but she's a very beautiful, she's married to David Bowie, very, very beautiful model. She played the queen. What more can the man tell you? He's a Jehovah's Witness. He's a Jehovah's Witness, and he gave you comedic garb, symbolism, and everything. And remember the time. That psyche is to tell you, do you remember the time? Which we do not. When we go before these courts, I told you this before, and I'm going to read a few things. Brother Jay Reed, get ready, because you're going to have the bottom of the hour, half hour, I'm going to give it to you. I gave you some information a long time ago. I said that many of our leaders are not who they are said to be. They have been playing this game with us. Because once you enter into the high order, the judge in front of you, when you take your oath, is wearing black. You have made an oath to the cult of Saturnalia. You don't know it. I know you don't. And it's not your fault you don't know it. You can't be blamed for this because no one wants to tell it. People in the high orders like lawyers. Now, I know all you brothers dealing with lawyers. Here it is, brothers, from the Christian world. It says, woe unto the lawyers who have led the people astray from the key of knowledge. They have hindered us from entering in the gate. Now, I'm paraphrasing, but you go look it up. It's there. Woe unto the lawyers. Just type that in if you think I'm lying. You'll see it right there in bold color, black and white. And that should give you a clue The court is controlled. Michael Jackson tried to tell you this. If you notice in one of the albums where he is dressed as Dangerous, he has P. Barnum from Barnum and Bailey Circus, the first founder of Barnum and Bailey Circus. He was the most serious Bengali. He had to see the whole country on his circus antics. He was bringing people from all over the world. He even had a woman saying she was George Washington's mom. These were the first people who came with this system of fairy tale, make-believe, deception. So, of course, we've been taught this because that's what we've been believing in. Michael Jackson showed you he was black and white. He had a reason to put himself black and white. Me and you, we're going to get into that as we talk to the brother. That was done on purpose. Then he did a song called Ebony and Ivory. Because the biggest and the most serious problem today is the race game. Now, even though I might not believe his kids or was his kids, I believe he did that for a reason. Now, there are ramifications where I believe, and we'll get into that later, about Michael Jackson's relationships. But, you know, that will be brought up, I'm sure, as we start to talk about more of this. But I want to lay the groundwork. So when you realize that, I'm going to read something to y'all so y'all understand how deep this is. Then the judge takes recess because he is in a court playing a game of tennis with the lawyers who play a dialectic, prognostic, and agnostic game, bouncing the advantage to each other's court. In the courtroom, witness must place their hand on the testament before giving testimony. Now, that is something where we need to get into. That comes from also Kenneth. You know, knotting your testicles, you testify, your oath was from you touching the mighty testicle. Just as the priest in a sermon is often called for testimony. Also notice Mon from Monday and testimony with sermon. These are what these groups who Michael Jackson had to deal with were under this system. You may not know that because you're not into that world. And Michael Jackson had got fed up. Now, whether or not he did the Machiavelli, which is one of the prints, like I said before, I want y'all to look this up. It'll be on WW Dry Bones Connection, and also go on WW Dry Bones Connection to the survey. So let us see what you think. Is Michael Jackson alive? Now tonight, because of some of the information that has been seen, Michael Jackson is taking 5 years off before this comes out. Five is a very serious number. It messes with the five senses. Hologram is three-dimensional. It messes with your senses. You're actually seeing in your mind a real Michael Jackson. Whether or not he's real, we do not know. We know that he knew about this, obviously, way ahead of the time. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to open up to the brother. Like I said, at the most of the bottom hour. And we're going to talk about this for a minute. And if y'all have questions, we'll ask you to come on in, and then we'll bring on to our Free Your Mind Monday Parks segment. But I'm going to bring my brother in. And he told me this. He said this was going to happen. I was not sure, but I know right now the buzz is Michael Jackson alive from all that we've seen? Brother, Jay Reed, you out there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, brother. Tell me, when you first started hearing this, it had to sound kind of bizarre. And I want everybody to know, I'm trying to get to the bottom. I'm not saying he's alive or not. Dry Bones Connection, not saying he's alive or not, because, you know, we deal with facts. But what we're seeing is, it's very interesting and very, you know, makes your eyes go say, this is not something that we should take lightly. What you think about all that we've been talking about and hearing, all you've been hearing, and how did you come about hearing all this?
Well, ever since 2005, after doing a child molesting case, I've been doing research on this, on Michael. And I found out a lot of information that people not aware of. I'm going to take you back to 1969. I'm going to take you back even farther than that. First of all, when Joe Jackson moved to 2300 Jackson Street, did you know before it was named Jackson Street, it was named Michael Street? Michael's path was set out long time before he was born. Michael was the chosen child. And a lot of people might not understand this. But Michael, he grew up with the elite. Michael knew a lot of things about the world that we only thought we knew or we could imagine. See, when you start making money between $20 and $100 million a year, you're special to the elite. And they tell you things that's to happen. These are people that run the world. And as a child, Michael was promised that when you get older, your name will be a household name. You'll be known all over the world. And that's what happened with Michael. Now, when I started doing the research, I knew something was wrong when Michael, when he went to the Middle East after that molestation church trial. And he went over there, and he had some very powerful Muslim friends that, you know, took care of Michael, because Michael was in a fight for his life. Michael, Michael came out with The Way You Make Me Feel, Michael, he was coming out of the mind control. He was growing up, and he feared for human life. He knew what things to come. And he was been giving us messages and trying to tell us these things, but we was only listening to the beats. Michael is a very, very smart man. Very smart man. And I'm going to tell you something else. This child molestation thing is false. Michael didn't molest those kids. Those people were paid to say this about Michael, because Michael was gaining too much power, and he was beginning to tell the world and his music what was going on. And they were trying to stop Michael. And the best way to stop Michael is to dirty his name. And that's what happened.
Yeah. And this is about the same time when he was buying up all the rights from the Beatles. He had brought that. He had brought Elvis. He had brought a lot of heavy royalty rights from different of the top notch celebrities. So they were kind of mad at that as well. Am I correct?
Oh yeah. They were very pissed off at Michael about that, because they couldn't believe. They felt like Michael turned against them because this man was smart enough to go ahead and buy the rights. But he did a lot of positive things with that too. For instance, like he gave Little Richard back the rights to his own music. He gave it to him. Didn't sell it to him. He gave it to him. And
go ahead.
You know, Michael does like he done a lot of positive things with that, because you know, yes, we all know Little Richard was done wrong in the music business. He was just considered as a dumb nigga, and he was taken advantage of.
Right.
And so Michael was trying to right the wrong. He was trying to right some wrong. See, a lot of people don't know and understand this about Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, he always talked about his childhood. See, he didn't have one. He didn't have the type of childhood you and I may have had. His thing was music. He was always in the studio. He didn't have that. So as Michael got older, he was trying to create his childhood that he missed. Do you remember, like, when you was a kid, you used to spend the night over your friend's house and hang out? Well, Michael didn't get a chance to do that, so he was really reliving that. And Michael felt like kids was the most innocent things in the world. And that's what he tried to surround himself with, positive people, because all grown-ups wanted something from him. And so Michael, he surrounded himself with innocent kids. And people took that to be like, this guy is a pervert. This guy is molesting them. Michael was gaining so much power, they were trying to bring him down. And it worked for a minute. Go ahead.
Now let me jump back a minute. He went to the Middle East. I know he was hanging with a gentleman called El Mansour. He is very influential in the Arab world. And Michael, we have heard that he even joined the Islam at the time when all this was going on.
Right.
Question I want to ask: do you think that he would have the gall to stage his own death in order to be the end result?
To save his life. He done that to save his own life because the elite was mad at Michael. They were very pissed off at Michael. The reason why they were pissed off at Michael, see, Michael only had like one album left to do, and he was going to walk away from Sony, walk away owning half of Sony, and they didn't like that. Tommy Mottola hated Michael for that. So Tommy Mottola is behind of a lot of things that happened with Michael, him and Clyde Davis. They were trying to bring this man down. Michael was gaining too much power. And they didn't want when you get into the music world, you have to take an oath. And Michael took the oath as a child, not knowing what it really meant. And he grew up in that. And when he found out what they were trying to do to the world, Michael started telling people through his music. But we wasn't listening to it. We were just listening to the beat of his music. And he was telling us. He was telling us and telling us. And the elite caught on to that. So Michael more or less was given the choice, either die or we're going to kill you.
Because I know, and many of you have heard this, that Michael Jackson had told Tommy Mottola that he thought of him as being the devil and how wicked he was. At the same time, he did make it clear that he had brought Sony, and he was going to be pretty much the owner of everything. Now, my problem is the family seems to be kind of backing up your story a little bit because you sent me some information about a lady who's been doing a lot of research. What's the lady's name who does all the – she's on YouTube,
her
everybody?
Her name is Pearl Jr. Elbow
Grease. Yes, strange name. Very, very strange name, but she is he sent me the information. She is around every Jackson, every single one of them. If it was a fake, you would say she can't be around them. No, she is around every one of them. Her view is that he's setting up because it was a bigger plan. He's making money through the death. Now, the reason why I call this Machiavelli because this is considered one of Machiavelli's things. Even though Machiavelli has not been proven, he's attributed to doing anything necessary to beat your enemy, whatever it means necessary. So that's why we talk about this today, because we feel that, hey, it's Michael Jackson, because we figured Princess Diana was taken out based off her connection to Dodi Fayed, which is the Islamic family. Michael Jackson might have said, hey, I got to deal with the British one more time. I may not make it. Now, he did all this prior to him being signed by that company. What's the name of the company that he signed with that the family couldn't be?
Well, you talk about AEG Live?
Right, right. I noticed that they had the rights to the movie, and today we're going to do the concert. I know they had the rights to a lot of things. What's your take on that? Because I know she speaks about that too.
Well, AEG Live is an organization, that's Sony, and they control really the whole music industry. And they were pissed off at Michael. They were very mad at Michael. If you remember back a few years ago, every time he tried to come out with an album, it would get blocked the day before. But well, Michael said that when they get mad at you, they won't promote your music. They'll put lies out about you. And see, this is what I want everybody to understand. Michael had a message he wanted everybody to understand and know. Love is the answer. And stop listening to the media. And this is gonna be proven. He's setting an example right now. He said, stop listening to the media. The media is a form of brainwashing. It's a form of mind control. And he wanted people to stop listening to that because that's how they were trying to destroy him through the media.
Right. And that's one of the albums he said. Leave me alone. Yeah, that album I believe.
Yeah.
Telling the media, leave me alone. Right.
That's right.
Now, let me, Michael, go ahead.
Michael slipped one auto. Michael made that record, getting back at the media, and he ended up being number one on the charts.
Right. Well, you know, he was always on them. He was always saying some good stuff. I want to put this in here, y'all, just to add, you know, some fuel to this fire. We're saying, now, any of y'all have not seen Michael Jackson's new album cover? Michael Jackson is in black from shoulder length with a cast of Saturn around his head. Now, I'm going to tell y'all this because this is what we do on Dry Bones Connection. We connect you to all places of the world, ancient as well. But the ancient name, for all you who do not know, the ancient name for Saturn, everybody, is El. E-L. So Michael Jackson's Michael is what the ancient name of Saturn is. So Mikael would be in Hebrew, for those of you who did not know that. So Mikael, the angel Mikael, would be considered to Saturn. And I'm going to prove this to y'all as we get further into this, that this goes real deep. So why would Michael Jackson, who was dead 5 years ago, when did he come up with this concept of making himself Saturn, which means El, which means God? So anybody who's not understanding that, look up El, put Saturn with El, and you would get God. That's why everything is called the elite, E-L, the elect, E-L, the elders, E-L, the elevated, E-L, the Elohim, E-L, the temple, the circle, the gospel, the apostle. Everything is El at the end of these words. Because you are into the cult of Saturn. And, of course, all the angels, let's get this right, y'all, all the angels, the archangels bearing the name of El suffix was Raphael, Michael, Uriel, and Gabriel. So go ahead, brother. Keep going. We're going to tear them up tonight. We got some stuff going on here. Go ahead.
Okay. So Michael was fighting. What I think Michael was doing, He's fighting the battle inside, and eventually it's going to come out. Michael is he told you, and this is it, that we got 4 years to get it right. If not, it's going to be irreversible. Michael was trying to tell you something then. Something was going to happen, and you know what? At that time, we didn't know what he was talking about, what was going to happen, but look what has happened. The things have happened since he died. Look what has happened. Look at what they're doing to our land. Look at the drones they got out now.
Yeah.
Look, and the New World Order is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. Michael was trying to warn us.
Go ahead.
Michael was trying to warn us about these things.
I believe that.
Go ahead.
I believe that verse. No, I believe he was trying to warn him. I had. Any of those of you who have not, Michael Jackson, at the age of, I would say, the second album, he's doing a gesture where his hands are over his eyes with three fingers out and the other ones in a circle, which is Odin. We told y'all this before. Michael Jackson was maybe not aware, but he was doing things probably by the handlers and his father, Joe Jackson. Let me ask you this. What you think about the doctor, how easily he was able to get out of jail without any problem whatsoever? Do you think that was part of Michael's plan to use him?
Yes, I really do. Because you think about this. You think about this. How can you kill the most famous person on the planet and only do 2 years. Then after you're out of jail, you're not even heard from at all. Yes. See, one thing you have to understand about Michael Jackson, everything he ever does was rehearsed over and over and over again until we got done right.
Yeah, he was very well rehearsed in a lot of the things. I would definitely say that for sure. And so you're saying that is the reason, because I've had everybody who's in the if you're looking at the pictures or able to see on the computer, Comrade, the doctor, he's in the same posture that I have with a brother who was in one of the high orders. And they're all doing the same thing. Matter of fact, if you're looking at the pictures, all of Michael Jackson's pictures has his hands going to the left, his left hand over. So he is definitely doing some posturing, everybody. Those of you who know what the posture is, just look it up on YouTube. You will be able to see it clear as day what Michael was saying. I take that as a warning in my eyes that he's using these symbols to warn us. And what's your thought on that?
Yeah, he definitely is. He definitely uses symbolism. And see, and only people that really will understand this, the people that will understand Michael Jackson, type of person he was, and the things that he tried to accomplish and his messages. See, Michael have left and still leaving a lot of clues. A lot of clues right to this day of what's going on. And with this new album, come on, Escape, or all names, Escape. He's telling you right there what's going on. He was trying to get out of this system of things.
And he did a great job. You couldn't ask for a better scenario than this. I mean, the fact that it happens 5 years ago, everybody, and I know five is a very pinnacle number for those of you who understand numbers. You know, 5 years, all of a sudden, the five senses, and he comes back, that hologram that I seen yesterday, and I want y'all to know this goes along with Project Blue Beam, let me say it right, where they were using holographic images. Now, Michael Jackson got a standing ovation yesterday. Believe it. I mean, I don't know if y'all seen it, but those of you who have seen it. And they were stunned, if you looked at the faces of many of them, because it looked so live. We want to know when they get the footage, because I don't recall Michael Jackson in that type of outfit. At least I don't remember. I mean, you know, I know they can do things, but that's amazing that they can make them you know, change. Now, this is the problem I'm having with this. You see how much money that these companies can exploit by bringing back, in my opinion, dead individuals? If not, look at the amount of money that these mega companies are making. I'm assuming they're preparing for Elvis, who will be next. if you want to bring more money back, what's your thought about bringing him back like that?
Well, Michael, his plan was to make an appearance. He said he will, but he always said that he's alive and he will come back. And I think this is the introduction to he really come back. This is to what's to come in the future, what I see.
And you saying that from listening to the lady that we said, Pearl Jr., I'm going to ask you, because I know those of you who are listening, go online.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
For some reason or another. Yes. Well, Dry Bones is still there, but he's not being heard. So
yeah,
we have to wait a bit.
Yeah, I think they're messing with us tonight. Because we're getting too close to something.
Yes.
And yes. I'm glad, you know, everybody's on tonight and listen, and I hope everybody take heed of what's really going on.
And it's so funny, and I don't feel that it's coincidental that today my friend and I, we were talking about Michael Jackson, of his ways, of his character, of how since he was a child, you know, everything that he had to endure. And, of course, he was going to have a lot of mad people behind him in the industry because he was shrewd in his business ways.
Oh, yes. He was a very shrewd businessman. He was a genius, not only in music, but in business. And I don't know if a lot of people know that about Michael, but Michael he's a very shrewd businessman. Anytime you could buy the rights to the Beatles music, and I know they had money.
He was a very smart man.
Yeah, he definitely was. I mean, he's still a smart man.
He's a very smart businessman, and he knew exactly what he was doing. I don't know if he knew about the a while back and it was in California, but they set up certain shows and promotions, and they went to the so-called inner cities, you know, the black neighborhoods, and they had the underprivileged children at the time, during the time when they were going back to school and so forth. And then had these children come from all around all the counties and stuff, and they're telling them that they were going to come there, and they were giving them books and a whole bunch of stuff. At that time, Michael was still, this was in the younger days. You know, he wasn't, I don't know if at the time he was paying attention or he probably was aware of certain things, but after that, he really felt really bad. He found out it was like a big blow to him that they used him the way he did. And a lot of the rebellion started because a lot of the children that came there, they came there because of Michael Jackson, of course. And, of course, the fact that they were giving away, and they were giving free shots. Now, what came about later on is that they found, like, about a year or so later, that the majority of those kids that were there that got shots ended up having polio.
Wow.
These were black children out of Compton. Now, nobody even talked about that.
No.
It was a big thing. Now, Michael came on later, and he went on the radio station, and he went clean off on the radio station, and he went off. He was cussing out. He went off on the radio station. He told all these people with Epic Records, RCA, Warner Brothers, he said, a lot of you people that are out here, Black Entertainers, I'm talking to you. You're the ones that are under these record labels. This is the time for you now to do something. He said that we are still on the plantation. We're just a slave on a high-level plantation. He said what we're getting is crumbs compared to what some of these record companies. He said we need to get in and get our own record company or own shares and own these record companies.
Wow.
And I noticed that after that started coming after Michael Jackson about certain things. Like the brother was talking about earlier, all these things that you were talking about, which is all of these things are true. And, you know, we all should know the tactics, how they are. If you're a man, you go against the grain, they're going to come at you with women. They're going to come at you with money. They're going to come at you with drugs. They couldn't come at Michael Jackson with drugs. They couldn't come at him with money. And they couldn't come at him like that with women.
Right.
So there had to be an alternative. But everything that the brother did and his album, he was always talking, he's been trying to tell us for the longest. That's all his albums are. All messages to us to wake up.
That's right.
A lot of us think it's entertainment. We're not paying attention to what the brother is talking about.
That's right, because we listen to the beats. We got to listen to what he's saying.
Yeah. and we think it's entertainment.
And you think that is oh, that's my jam. I liked it, but they're not understanding what the brother's trying to say, what he's telling us.
Exactly.
See, this been going on for years. See, Michael was a part of it at one time.
Yes, yes.
Michael, because he didn't know. But when he started waking up and seeing what was really happening, oh, man, and that's when they came after him. Because he was starting to
tell them. Yeah, because he went against the grain.
That's
he went,
right.
He went
that's
against,
right.
He went against
right.
the order. So he went against the order. He broke the oath.
He broke the oath.
So now they have to come after him.
That's right.
And you know he had little secret meetings. He had I know him and Diana used to talk about a lot of stuff. Princess Diana. You think that Michael that let me tell you something else too about Michael that that characteristics that you see about him being shy and all of that.
Uh-huh.
Majority of that is a facade. Michael is not shy like that.
Right.
Michael is not shy like that. Michael had a meeting with a few of the rap artists, hip-hop artists also. He called for a private meeting with some of the hip-hop artists. And got them all in the room and talked to them and tell them that we need to speak together as black people and start our own labels, start disrespecting one another. He said, this is very serious. You need to listen to me. This is detrimental to our well-being. That's the word he used. He said, this is detrimental to our well-being as a people. We need to wake up.
Especially when it comes down to distribution company. Because, you know these record labels, what they do is that they live off of the publishing company, you know, their own publishing company. And that is why they also was infuriated with Michael Jackson, because Sony, which is up there, you know, when he made that announcement where he said, Sony thought that they were having me, but I want you all to know that I have their publishing.
Right.
And he announced it in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And it was like if he was very much of he had courage. He wasn't afraid.
Uh-huh.
It's as if he knew that his time was coming,
uh-huh.
and he wasn't afraid. So,
you know what?
You
wasn't afraid, because Michael had a plan. That's why he came out as hard as he did. See, Michael was always keeping one step ahead of them. And they didn't think that somebody that's always into music, dancing, and singing, he said it himself, they never thought that he would outthink them. And the things that Michael said in public, what made them come after him?
Absolutely,
oh, yeah.
Absolutely,
and he
knew that.
But
he knew the
circumstances. I knew when Michael came out and announced, "This is the last curtain call. I won't be doing no more shows in London. This is it." I knew then. Something to get ready to happen. Because you just don't come up and say, this is it, then the next month you die.
Exactly.
It was all orchestrated. Michael, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I wanted to ask you, how about LaToya? Because the first thing that she said was when everything occurred on his death. Upon his death, the first thing she announced was, Michael was murdered.
See,
and then the trial went through. I'm sorry.
I see. One thing about LaToya. See, LaToya was always been wishy washy, and just like with that first molestation case, she was even saying that she told Michael he needed to cut it out with the boys. See, her husband was with those people, Jack. His name was Jack Gordon. He was a part of the people to bring, but he hated Michael. He hated Michael, and he was part of the group to bring him down.
Yeah, never liked him.
And he was part of that group. He was part of that group to bring him down, and he coerced. In other words, he made LaToya turn against Michael. So they kept her out of the loop about a lot of things that was going on, because Michael really didn't trust her. But really didn't trust none of them. But Janet.
But you didn't Michael provided the means of his business over to LaToya? That was my understanding.
No, Michael's business was left to his lawyers. His lawyers was to take all. Why do you think he didn't leave the kids to LaToya? He didn't trust them. He trusted his mother, and he trusted his lawyers, and he trusted Diana Ross. But he didn't trust his family. See, Michael been carried away to that family for years. Did you know all the Jacksons except Janet still live at home?
They still live together?
Yes, they still live at home in the houses that Michael owned.
Wow.
Yes. The Jacksons are broke. Only one that ever had money was Michael and Janet. And Michael's kids got money. Now they get $9 million a year, each one of those kids. That's why he's holding those kids so tightly. As long as they got them kids, they got money.
And what about the... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
I was wondering about, his children. Like, for example, the girl, that she...
Apparently.
Yeah, she had to... The one that's
a
psychiatric, because she wanted to commit suicide.
Well, I'm gonna tell you all that's that's what Michael was telling. That's one of the messages he was telling us. Quit listening to the media. That's not true. None of that is even true. Go ahead, brother.
Media is the biggest whore around.
And
you have to question everything the media, everything that she tells you. Because every word that comes out of her mouth, because she is controlled. She's told what
That's
to
right.
say, when to say it, how to say it, how loud to say it.
That's right.
And everything else.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, brother. You're absolutely right. See, everything that's being done, has been done, is orchestrated. They've already been pre-rehearsed.
You know who said that? Sometimes even they do. They say things to test the consciousness of the people, but we don't listen.
That's right.
What was the guy's name? Oh, my God. Sometimes you have so much things in your mind, you forget. You forget things right at the tip of my tongue. What was the name of the there's a couple of brothers. They were very famous. They were wealthy. They were around there. You had the Kennedys. You had the Onassis. You had the, there was about three brothers, three of them. You know who they are. You all know who they are. If it's in their name, I can't, it's very popular name, but he said that nothing that is done in the United States, especially when it's by government, it's done by accident. It is well orchestrated, and it is planned that way. You can bet your life on it.
That's right. That's right. And see, they do things to see how the country is going to react.
Exactly.
So, it's like with the Jersey Shore. That wasn't a natural incident that happened. Katrina was not a natural incident that happened. Want to know if we really was into a chaotic state, how the country would react.
Exactly.
That was just a test for things to come. And it was just like with Michael. For years, Michael was had to send dummies and ambulance to the hospital. Michael has been planning this and rehearsing this until they got it right in his eyes. Nothing that man ever does was by accident. It's like the country. Michael was taught very well. Believe that.
Yes, he was. Him, and I noticed somebody else also, when I heard a while back, I said that they were studying with this brother. They started studying, like hanging out with this brother a little bit. And then I started noting some little changes in certain things. Like, for example, like, you know Jeffrey Osborne, right?
Yes.
Jeffrey Osborne, very enlightened brother. Jeffrey Osborne is very conscientious, and he started to study with Michael, and Prince started hanging out with him a little bit too. And I remember that in one of the concerts, because you know Prince was out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Prince was out there.
Because you know Prince was out there. And then, but Prince came out in one of the music awards. I don't remember what year it was. And then he started, and right on that stage, I was just calling my cousin, and he was calling me. Matter of fact, I think I called Dry Bones that night, and then my cousin called him too. This was a couple years back, and then we were like, did you see what just happened on stage? And did you hear what Prince said? I said, yeah. I said, yeah, I caught that. I said, I don't know if anybody else caught that. He came in there and talked about Julius, and he said about how somebody lied about who died on the cross. And he did the whole thing on the stage. And I was like, really? And then he was going through that thing with the record company, because you know that he went, that whole fight that he was going on. And if you notice, with everything that was going on, every time he goes through a different phase of it, he bring out an album, Emancipation, Revolution. Exactly. And then Emancipation was the last one when he got away from the record company, and then they begged him to come back, and he told them to go to hell. And when he started his own label.
You're right. And you'll be surprised. Some of the same people that you see on TV every day are handlers to these certain people. Like, what's that lady? She's a blonde-haired lady, Diane Sawyer. She is Britney Spears' handler. These are people that keep them in line. They keep the mind control going. Dick Clark was Prince's handler. He got mad with the record company. That's where he went by the name, the artist formerly known as Prince, and he just had a symbol.
Yeah.
And Prince started doing his own thing over the internet, selling his own stuff, because the way that is set up, the business is set up to keep the artists poor, and the company is to get rich.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the whole thing set up, and these artists are getting tired of it. They're being cheated, and they know this.
Yeah, big time.
And I want everybody to know and understand this thing with Michael Jackson is bigger than what you would ever imagine.
Oh, yeah.
And those of you that really believe he's dead, I'm going to tell you what he would tell you. Wake up. Quit listening to the media. Plan this. Everything that's going on, he planned.
Okay.
So you mean to tell me that he's alive?
Well, all the research that has been done, it suggests yes.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you, brother.
Okay, thank you. I'm back. And believe me, I cannot get back on the show. I'm doing a three-way because they have taken the icon off the show for me to jump back in. I've taken myself off the air. I don't know what the hell. But
I'm sure you was you look like you've been handling it very well. So that's good. Thank y'all for keeping it going. Appreciate all y'all for keeping it going. I heard you saying you believe he's alive through all the data.
Right.
Question is, I hope everybody goes look up to what the lady was saying. She did mention how this is going on in the family. Remember that Joe Jackson gave up all the rights to sue that company in that court case. Kind of makes you wonder because you hear nothing about that at all. So I'm kind of wondering, you know, is this all in the game? Is it, you know, and if he is alive, where would you think he would be at?
In the Middle East. I think he's in the Middle East with his Muslim friends. That's where I think Michael's at right now. Because he knows the Jews ain't going to go to the mess with the Muslims. That's one place he would definitely be safe at.
Mm-hmm. Y'all
open up. I'm gonna let y'all take some questions. Anybody want to take make a question about what y'all think about this? So far, I do have the power of the board. So let me go to. I think y'all was on here. What's 9240? You look like you was on here, and I think Malika, you're on here. So 9240. What's your thoughts on this?
Yeah. Well, me and the sister and the brother were talking while you went off and stuff. And a lot of this stuff, even like you said, all we have to do is, you know, common sense is not very common, unfortunately. A lot of people don't use it. Sometimes that's the first thing we're trying to look over here and look over there when a lot of stuff is right in front of us. A lot of stuff makes sense, like the brother says, and it would make sense. Adal would definitely be one of the places because in everybody's mind, what's the first thing they think about when they call the so-called Middle East? When they talk about the so-called Middle East, what's the first thing they talk about? Terrorists, this and that. Nobody wants to go over there.
Right.
They want to go. The communists, the this, the that, the blah, 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 blah. It would make sense.
Well, being that everybody knows by now, Saudi Arabia is one of the richest families on the planet Earth. The House of Saud, if anybody want to look that up, it's called the House of Saud. They're one of the richest on the planet Earth. And so they would be able to protect Michael Jackson if he had choose to be there. Now, he was trying to start up a kingdom land, him and that Arab individual I spoke about earlier. We had him on the website a few times. They were going to come together and create their own business together. Once that got started, I think that created a very hard animosity toward Mike. I think, many of you don't know it, many of these agents that came across Michael Jackson in the music industry are from the Khazarian Empire. You guys call them capitalistic Jews, but they're from the Khazars. They were all around them. These are facts. You can look this up. Who were the lawyers that were trying to get after him? My question to everybody is, say Michael Jackson is trying to tell us something. Say he is. And his album cover is very messianic. I don't care what anybody says. If you don't know about L or the Call to Saturn, that may mean something you might need to look up because that's what all of everybody, including everybody who's claiming themselves to be sovereigns, you have to have L after your name. You call yourself L. So by him dressing up as Saturn, he's actually saying, God, if this is to be taken as a symbology, what's your take on him saying this? Because is he saying that, you know, he's like giving a revelation based on the fact that, you know, he's given the science of, to me, of astrology and the planetary functions because nobody uses Saturn without knowing about it.
That's right. You're absolutely right. What Michael's doing, he's giving a message to the people that understand symbolism. I am alive. I live. I'm
mm-hmm.
here. I'm watching over all of you. That's what he's saying.
So basically,
Go ahead. I think Michael, his thing is he's trying to fight the fight. See, Michael, he's in a private war, the world. And he's trying to help us, but he had to go and hide to do it.
And he's giving us special to let us know, I'm here. I got you. I'm watching over you. Because he knows what's to come. He knows what's to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm like this. And I'm going to open up to you guys who want to get on this conversation. I see a lot of your hands up, and I have the board power, so I'm going to go into it and get to what is your take on this, on everybody? I've showed on the projection Michael Jackson definitely had occult affiliations. Is he warning us of something big to come? I'm going to go over here. Let's take this brother over here. Sister, you've been on there. Did you want to say something, Sister Malika, before we jump over? You've been listening. I see your hand. We want to mention something before I take another call.
I'm here. Yeah.
No? No, you just
yes,
listening.
Yes, can you
okay.
hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead. What you want to say something since you've been there? You've been waiting for a while?
No, I'm listening because when it comes down to Michael Jackson, it, to me, everything is very strange with him.
Mm-hmm.
And about him being the brother stating that he was initiated since he was a child, I believe that so. I feel that he was extremely intelligent because he had to grow up so fast as a child, and it is said that out of all the brothers and the sisters, he was the one learning the business when they signed up to Motown. He was in there.
Yep.
He was listening to the secretaries. He was seeing. He was looking at the contracts. And it came to a point where they had to they would tell him, listen, you got to go home, because
He was a boy prodigy, and we all knew that because we all grew up with him. I want to add this in here, y'all, because here's what I say, because if you do not understand his album covers, which is something, especially this new one where he's dressed as Saturn, and I tell people, this is perfectly timed out. It says, the God of the Elohim are angels, E-L-s, which means they are the messenger of God. So you have to look at something here. The man had a spiritual side. Whether or not he's alive or not, you know, I can't prove that as of anything yet, but I'm just saying the symbolism, we studying the symbolism tonight, and we're starting to see that he's saying he's a messenger from God with all authority, with all power, because he comes in the power of Saturn. And so if you don't understand that, you need to understand it. Otherwise, you would not understand what we're talking about tonight. So let's keep going. Let me go to
Dry Bones, can I ask a question?
Go ahead, ask a question.
Well, that picture of his, where did that come from?
That's the album cover.
I know that's the album cover, but, you know,
yeah,
when did he take that photo?
Thank you. We don't know when he said. The reason for this tonight is to wonder how is this being taken place, and under whose power or authority? Because I didn't never see no picture, and we've been watching Michael Jackson. All of us, we couldn't miss him back in the day because he was on everything. When did he take that picture? That picture does not look old. It does not look like it's an old picture. It looks like some recent stuff that you know they've been playing on. If you've seen the Billboard Awards, any of you, where did he get the? Where did they think of the set? Did you see what he was standing at? That was a throne, everybody. It was almost like Neptune, the god of Zeus. He was showing authority, even in that thing. And he had noticed that the people came out in black. I hope y'all understand that the people came out in black to dance in front of him. Black is the power of Saturn. And this is why we got to know symbolism, because this is how we're being fooled, because we don't know it. And that's how they're able to use this power, symbolism, through television. Television is the most powerful medium they have to brainwash us or to seduce us into the spell, which has EL after it. So they're using the spell on us without any problem because we don't understand what the symbolism is. Go ahead, brother. Now, let me ask you this question. I never knew the album was coming out. You did. You know, have you heard all the songs? Because I haven't.
I heard the whole album. And I'm gonna tell you
what's
right now, some of the songs is not him. Some of the songs
are not him,
Mike, but some are.
Okay,
so
that's strange. You said that. The reason why I said that because I don't know if any of y'all been watching the basketball, the playoffs. There's a car commercial that sounds like Michael Jackson's on there. If anybody y'all heard it, please let me know when y'all get ready to talk because there is I was shocked when I heard it. I said, that sounded like Michael Jackson. Now, of course.
Yeah, I heard it. I heard it, too. That's what I thought.
I had to turn
it up and listen and say, is that Michael?
Yeah, sounds just like Michael Jackson on this car commercial. So I don't know if they're playing the tricks on us or my mind playing tricks on me, but something's going on deep. Let me take this caller here. He's been waiting for a while. 4426, you on the air. 4426.
Hey, what's up, Brother Dry Bones? No, I'm not really. I didn't intend to hit the call. I've been a student. That's all.
All right. Well, we're gonna keep you in the mix. So we keep you there. Let me go to 0639.
Hey, Dry Bones. I just got in at 10, so I'll just listen. Just wanted to know I was here.
All right. We appreciate it, sister. We were talking about
all
this
right.
Michael Jackson phenomenon going on, but I'll keep you in the mix now. And all this is going on. I just want to mention this. Now, Michael Jackson, most, to me, They Don't Care About Us, to me, should be listened to again. They don't give a damn about us. Now, he was in Brazil, same place where the World Cup is being played. I would ask all of you to go on Google, punch in World Cup, punch in slums in Brazil, and you would see them moving these people out. It is a sad state that they would do that. Now, the reason why they're doing that, because they are in complete police control. While all this is going on, now, I told you, Saturn represents the judges, the court system, and all that. So when you go to court, you are going into a Masonic chamber, even if you think you know what you're talking about. You are going into a Masonic chamber. Them guys ain't wearing black for nothing.
Exactly.
They ain't wearing black for nothing. They ain't sitting up there in a high chair for nothing.
Mm-hmm. Looking
they're
down
not having
at
you.
You
go. I told you, I go in the corner is being corralled like an animal. Now I understand we need to know the law. I'm in complete understanding of that, and I think that's why we have to bring justice because into all this, it's always go back to the ancients. I try to tell people. This is always goes back to the ancients. In the ancient time, the sheriff in Kemet was a lawgiver. He had a badge, which was a six-pointed star, which is another symbol. What I just said, how many people know what the six-pointed star I'm talking about? And y'all see it on all the cowboy movies. They got the six-pointed star. That's the sheriff. And if anybody don't know that, the sheriff is the highest of all law enforcement, period.
Yeah.
You're better off going to the sheriff than to the police.
That's right.
Period. Because the sheriffs have always been that. That's because the symbol, which comes out of Kemet. And then it says, here it goes again. I'm going to give you more fruit on it. It says, Saturn is the sixth planet from the sun. Saturday, which you go, that's why he was a Jehovah's Witness, Saturday is the sixth day of the week. This was incarnated in most people's mind who are Jehovah's Witnesses, Hebrew Israelites. I'm not sure if the Nation of Islam does it. I'm not going to put that on them. But all these are Saturn. Now, let's find out a little bit of something. Michael Jackson had an album, and I'm going to pull all this together. See, when you know what you're talking about, it makes sense to you. When you listen to Saturn, they at least call themselves, listen to this now, the elites, because this is a play on words. That's why the brothers, we talking about play on words, they're absolutely right. Elite comes from the word Israel elite, which comes from the Egyptian worship of the moon, Isis. Did y'all hear that again? Let me say that one more time. The elite. The word elite comes from the Israelites, which comes from the Egyptian Kemetic worship of the moon, which was Isis. Notice Michael Jackson made songs like Moonwalker. Didn't think about that, did you? Because you can't see, if you don't know the symbols, it wouldn't make sense to you. See, he knew what the moon represents. And he always was in his female persona, talking soft.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Michael Jackson. Yeah, I love kids.
So any person draws toward that because Michael Jackson knew exactly what the female power was about. Believe what I'm telling you. So it's not hard for us to understand this when you understand the symbolism. Now, whether or not he did this is the question. Now, like everybody, if you can, go on WW Dry Bones Connection. We have a survey up. We're just curious of what you may think. You'll see it there. Is Michael Jackson still alive? Hit yes or no. And, you know, let's think about this and have a good time with it as well, because it is definitely refreshing to our minds to know that we're thinking. This is what we call analytical thought, everybody. We're thinking about what we're talking about when it comes to the subject. I heard somebody get ready to say something, so get on, bust on in.
Yeah, that was me. I want everybody, I don't know if you noticed or not, but the June 25th, 2009, the day Michael Jones Jackson supposedly died, LAX was closed down for 2.5 hours while a plane took off to an unknown designation. I don't know if anybody knows, but look it up.
Hold on. Repeat that again, please. Repeat that one more time.
Yeah, please.
On 2009, the day Michael Jackson supposedly had died, LAX airport was closed down for 2.5 hours so a private plane could take off to an unknown destination.
Hmm. Now that sounds to Bin Laden family, how they was able to get away during 9/11. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, wow.
Now I'm gonna tell you something. I never seen a family like the Jacksons who made a whole bunch of noise about they gonna sue this company. And when they, for the first 2 days of court, I'm gonna just say first 2 days of court. They didn't even care. When they lost, there was no fanfare. They didn't talk about it. Nobody made it. Now, these are the same people that were saying that they killed him. Now, I don't know whether or not, you know, Dramatics is all there, but Janet didn't seem too concerned. I'm going to say that. Now, Janet Jackson, let's bring her in this mix.
Okay, yeah, I'm glad to hear that.
She's married to Arabian, Islamic, Saudi Arabian billionaire.
Right now.
A billionaire. Or she about to marry a billionaire. I don't know if the wedding happened yet.
No, they're married.
She's about to marry.
They're married.
Did she marry? Okay, she married him. So thank you for clearing that. So she married a billionaire, y'all. No fanfare. Did you see any news coverage? Where was Oprah? This is a big event.
No. That's true.
Where's Oprah? Oprah ain't mentioned. Oh, where's Tyler Perry? Ain't nobody said nothing about her marrying this Arab cat. You know, it has to be looked at, y'all. Is the media keeping us from knowing what's up, or, you know, what's going on? Because, like I said before, it's easy to get those residual texts from Saudi Arabia, I'm sure. I'm sure the checks go right there because he's making a killing if he's dead. Think about the games that came out right after that. They had that game that you can dance just like them.
Then after experience.
That's right. They had that. That's money. Then they got this Cirque du Soleil, which is Michael Jackson's Cirque du Soleil is out. That's money. I mean, man, this cat making a killing.
Well,
maybe he knows. He's like Michael Valley. You better off dead. Than alive.
Exactly.
You can make it more.
Because with Michael, they would shut him down. They would shut him down. So Michael figured out a way to get rich and get back out of all at the same time. And that's what he's done. Michael is richer now. He got more money now than he ever had in his whole life.
Now, let me ask you something. What do you think he would do now? I mean, he has his money. I mean, do you have any plans of, in your mind, because none of us can say what is truthfully
right.
going to happen, but in your estimation, would he do what with this money? Help people? What would he do with it? I mean, being that he's supposedly dead, how would you think
well,
he would do with this?
Well, me first, he'd get himself out of debt, which he has done. Because the brother was, he was in debt, but he had other monies. But he was in debt as far as America was concerned, or the government, whoever was after, he was in debt, but he had other monies. He had over $900 million just in artwork alone that he had done. And I think what Michael would do with the money, he made himself man in the mirror. He would like to share some of that money for the people that don't got enough to eat. See, Michael looked at himself in the mirror and he figured out what he could do. But the song is not about him. That song is about the elite. Man in the mirror.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think Michael, with what he would do, he would help the people.
Well, let me ask you something about this black and white issue, which never seems to go away as long as we're in America. He made himself from being what we consider African American in the eyes of many into a person who was pretty much considered albino. If we didn't know him, he'd be
okay.
Do you think he did that on purpose to make a point that color doesn't matter?
Yeah, exactly. That's why you talk about the song. It don't matter if you're black. You can be my brother. It don't matter if you're black or white. His whole message is love, respect, kindness. That's his whole message. Forget all that racism. You can love who you want to love. Don't think that the white man is really your enemy, because he's not. It's not the white man who's your enemy. It's the damn Jews. The Jews is playing us against each other to keep us focused on each other, so we won't see what they're doing behind the scenes, how they orchestrate stuff.
So again, that name always seems to pop up, and it's not by accident. Everybody, we're not trying to trigger a name for people, but under the circumstances, when it comes to music industry, movie industry, these names pop up that have foundation in the Ashkenaz, Khazarian empire of people. We have to take a look at this. Now, Berry Gordy and all of the black superstars, do you think they was aware, or any of them aware of what we're talking about tonight, that this may be something? Because, you know, they're hush-hush. Last night, if you look at the Billboard Awards, many of you, the whole building looked like they was starstruck. What do you think about people that's been around them for years, the Dana Rosses? What do you think they might think? I mean, you don't know, but give me your opinion.
Well, some people know. A selected few know exactly what's going on, but some of them is blind, not sure what's going on. But most people, like the selected few, they know what's going on with the whole situation. They all know this is a whole hoax. Now, this is what I want you to look at. If Michael Jackson was to come back tomorrow and do a world tour, what would you think that would happen? Now, I want to remind everybody, the man has done nothing illegal for faking his death. Nothing. He has not cashed in on any insurance policies. He has not broken any laws. I want y'all to think about that. If Michael Jackson was to come back tomorrow and do a world tour, what would that do to the music industry, and what would that do for his career?
If he would do a world tour, he'll be the second coming unto Jesus.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
I'll be shocked, and I will buy a ticket just to see how you pull that off, man. That'll be unreal. Let's take some questions. Anybody got your hand up in the air? We're going to go into some more subjects because Michael Jackson can take us everywhere if we just pay attention to where we're going with this.
Let me see. I see a caller over here. Let me see. No, I don't see a caller. Well, basically, everybody still. I left basically all you on here who wanted to be on there. So, even though if you want to get in the show, we still have a whole half hour to go. I just want to say this to get this even more hyped up. Michael Jackson was hanging around in the day in Studio 54, some of the most, let's just say, the biggest elites in the party world. I mean, he was around Truman Capote. He was around, you name it, they were there, Liza Minnelli. He fell in love with, what's her name, Elizabeth Taylor. All these people he was around. You can see he was taken in a different direction than most of us at that age. Do you think he might have been molested himself, being that he was around some of the most perverse of these people?
I'm glad you said that. Yes, he were. I mean, I believe he was, because this is what they do. That's what they promote. See, these people that run the music industry and Hollywood, the movies, it does nothing but a bunch of rich gay Jews. And this is, they promoting homosexuality. And that was part of it. When you take the oath, people will come up to you and ask you for sex, men and women. Now, let's take you back to what happened with Tupac. Tupac and Dr. Dre had went to Quincy Jones' house. Now, you could, all I'm going to tell you, you can look this up. And Tupac seen Quincy Jones' daughter, and he wanted to holler at her. Quincy Jones pulled Tupac in another room and asked him to screw him up the butt. And Tupac told him, I don't get down like that. And he went out and he told people what had happened at Quincy Jones' house. He broke the oath. He was never supposed to tell that. And he done that.
Well, that's the general knowledge of what we have heard. And notice that he did an album where he crucified himself, Machiavelli, and the same type of scenario was thought of. Like I say, for that one's a little bit different. I've heard some, you know, he might not be dead, but this one with the Michael Jackson persona is a little bit different, because it seems like all his albums have led up to this. It's like everything he's been doing has led up to this finality of him doing this magnificent comeback. Now, whether or not he'll do it, whether or not it'll be seen, luckily all of us, we're alive, and we may be able to see some of this come to pass. But right now, let's just say he put himself back in the spotlight, and no one can denounce that he's even more talked about than he was before he died, based off the performance that they gave last night from a hologram.
I have a friend of mine who is an older cat. He lives in California. He's a great musician. And I had put up a video in reference to Michael Jackson, when Michael Jackson was exposing all this about about Tony Mottola being the devil and so forth. And he inboxed me in private and told me that he was chosen, you know, he himself was chosen to be in a production with Andre Crouch. So he goes to Andre Crouch's home, and Andre Crouch gets a knock at the door, and this guy delivers Andre Crouch a box filled with pornography. And Andre Crouch puts it, you know, to the side and asks the man, "Hey, you've seen Michael?" And he said that the man told him, "Yes, I've seen him, and that, you know, I've been telling him, hey, Michael, man, You better not be going, you know, putting these things around those kids. So,
you talking about the molested kids? The so-called allegations of the kids being molested?
Yes.
That what
you
said?
Because Michael Jackson was also receiving boxes of pornography. And, you know,
well,
then he said that Andre Crouch closed the door, took off his pants, got again, you know, he went into the couch and started telling my friend, "It's really hot, isn't it?" And my friend looked at him and said, "Yeah, it sure, and it sure is." And he turned around, he left, and he said, "Malika, I didn't care about money. I didn't care about nothing. I left that, you know, I didn't care about no production with no high-end people. I left that," and I realized that they were talking about Michael Jackson.
Well, you know,
so,
I'm going to say this, and I'm going to make it clear, because I don't know, but Michael Jackson did have this strangeness about him that was pretty much seen through his friendship with these Macaulay Culkin individuals and, you know, different individuals that you would say, you know, why is he with a, you know, these young little kids? Now, again, some would explain that he has a heart of a child because he didn't have a childhood. I mean, that may be true, but I know that there is a history of the pedophile element in the music industry who have messed with many of our young individuals. Now, whether or not he accepted it, I don't know. That's not a fact I can create. So I don't know, but I just know that what we see is that he was under attack for those children. Now, maybe he was a ring. I do not know. Now, I watched a movie, and y'all should watch it too, called Eyes Wide Shut, where these sex powers are used against people. And he might have got that. Remember, he was going to marry Elvis' daughter at one time, knowing damn well, you know, he had no intentions of it. But whatever the reason is, these people are able to give us the illusion that they are involved with some people. In reality, they have other alternate lives. Let's just face it, that we do not know the sex lives of any of these celebrities, other known than the people that we're around. You know, I don't know who's a freak on this line. Shit, I have no idea. But my point is, if you are a freak or not, and, you know, if you to me, you know, if you cool with me, I'm cool with you, you know. That's just how it is. But, I mean, we cannot say what somebody's doing in that damn bedroom. That goes for everybody. So I know that cannot be said. But I do know this. The company you keep kind of makes you have a little, you know, eye. Now, Michael Jackson hung with some very powerful individuals, and I'm sure my thing with this is, if he was doing this to fake his death, which, you know, that's possible, and I would think that he really cannot come back out into the mainstream based off the fact that these groups already are upset with him. The Islamic world, he has chosen as protection. Now, what does that mean? I'm not sure yet until we figure out some of this, you know, discuss it more as time goes on. Is the Islamic world the haven for black militants based off the fact that, you know, if you have enough money, you can stay amongst them? I don't see any of the Arabs in our neighborhood taking us for refuge, but he had billions of dollars, and I think they think of you different when you have that type of money. But, you know, what you think about that, brother? Do you think, Jay Reed, you think that he will come out, or will he do a concert safely?
Well,
in the Arabic nation, maybe he can do one in Dubai, because that would be more,
you know,
to me, smarter to do.
He don't have to come out. He's already out there. He is visible as can be.
Yeah, you're right. He's already out there.
Right now,
I agree.
He's already out there, so he don't have to come out and do anything. It's already being done. It's already being done.
Yeah.
But see, this is another thing I want to tell everybody right quick. I was listening to Michael Jackson's Invincible CD. Listen to it to the very, very end of it. Let it play all the way through. And you will hear little kids say,
I want to go home. Wait, I hear you. Somebody's talking. Somebody's talking, but go ahead. Repeat that again, what you're saying,
yeah,
bro.
If you listen to the very end of the Invincible CD, you hear a little kid in the background say, I want to go home. I want to go home now. I want to go home. I tripped me out when I heard that.
Mm.
It's on the Invincible album, all the way at the end of it.
Well, he uses a lot of subliminal, might do subliminal imagery and subliminal suggestion. I mean, he's dressed like a carnival character, then he's dressed like royalty. He used to wear the commander's arm like they did in Britain. I mean, he knew how to carry himself out. So we're not saying that he's definitely, not aware of how to handle the public because,
right,
he was one of the best. But my opinion.
But see,
go ahead.
A lot of people took Michael's, his dress wear, as he was dressing like Captain Crunch. But little did they know, the way he was dressing had a lot of symbolic meaning to it.
Yeah,
and
he wasn't known as Captain Crunch. No. You're right, Captain Crunch. No, he was dressing like royalty.
Yeah.
He had the coat of arms on. He had his royal slash on. Those are regalia he was wearing. He knew everything he was supposed to be wearing. Like I said before, he was well-trained, well-groomed. I think he got to that point. But I want everybody to know, take the pictures, look at the pictures on the website. If you can watch this on Blog Talk, you will see the slideshow. You will see Michael Jackson and everybody in a stance that is very, very unique. And for him to still be having these pictures out there that look fairly new, doing these images with his hands, he's holding himself in different gestures, to let you know that he is making a message to the world about something. And then those of you who understand what I'm talking about, we have to analyze. I know what he's saying, and many of you need to look at it, because I don't like to tell people everything, because they need to take a chance and start looking up some of the stuff that will have us with
That's
a
right.
more informed audience. To look up what the brother's
That's
saying,
right.
look up what I'm saying, look up what everybody's saying to have some sense about what's happening out here, and take it in and use it for the best of your knowledge. Now, I'm going to say something before we start jumping off into some other things. This is what we're dealing with, everybody. This is what we're dealing with and reaching people. That's why these shows are important. That's why I appreciate each one of y'all for coming on. This was what our people who we claim we're trying to reach or who we're trying to reach. This is the Nielsen ratings of what we watch. This is what we watched. This was last year's number one. I'm just going to give you the top 10 shows that we watched. And the first one I'm guilty of is Monday Night Football, regular NFL regular season. 15% of us, 22% of us watched that. NFL regular season on ESPN, we watched that. Thursday Night Football is number three. Four was basketball-wise. This was last year. T.I. and Tiny was five. Married to the Game was six. Married to the Game on the other day was seven. The top last three was WWE Entertainment, WWE Entertainment, WWE Entertainment. The show that we're watching is ESPN, NFL, VH1, USA, and then we got Disney. That's what we're watching. The only show that has anybody looking like us, and that's at number 21, is Oprah Winfrey Channel, is for better or for worse, and 22, Oprah Channel, better or for worse, and 24, BET, Movie of the Week. These were the top Nielsen ratings of all our watching of TV in 2013. As you can see, television has done us a serious, serious injustice. We are watching the most, and I'm guilty of one of them, but my mind is able to click that off. There's many of us who are watching this on a steady basis, inducing this on a regular basis. You can't understand what's going on when we talk like this. It sounds crazy because you watching all that foolishness all day long, you don't realize that we're talking some hard symbolism to wake people up, and this sounds crazy to you.
You would never, even if we would tell you what's on them shows that we can find out, you wouldn't believe it because those shows are mainly for entertainment purposes. And so when we say Michael Jackson was, you know, giving you the knowledge of Saturn, it sounds crazy unless you know what Saturn is about because you wouldn't know that Michael Jackson saying he's putting you in the high court. Matter of fact, he was in the high court with that chair last night. He was telling you, I'm putting you in the high court. I'm showing you things. And the most beautiful thing I liked about Michael Jackson's videos was remember the time when he dressed in comedic clothing as a magician. He was a magi. See what I'm saying? He knew. Remember he danced, he turned around into circles. He had a black, notice how he came in black. Head wrap, head robe on, like the monks. Came in black. Then he spun around and went to dust. They couldn't find him. You know, this brother is saying things like, you know, one day I'll be gone, you can't find me. You can't catch me. These are the things that Mike, in my estimation of studying the occult and studying the symbolism of the occult, is what I've been seeing. My question to everybody is, what many of us watching, oh, let me just not forget this. On Wednesday night, everybody, we had the pleasure, Sister Akilah, in Atlanta, had the pleasure of contacting Ms. Stewart, the woman who wrote The Terminator and The Matrix. I had the opportunity to speak to her briefly, and she is going to be having a court case of her life. She'll be sitting amongst Saturn on June the 2nd, 2014, in Utah, where she will try to get the compensation that she is due for the movies of The Matrix and The Terminator. So we have the privilege of having her send us the court cases to get to that point. And I give you credit. She sent us some beautiful court cases, very well put together. I mean, file, you know, you have to read them. It's 48 pages. We will give them out the day of Wednesday. So you will tune into the show. Wednesday morning, I will email those of you on the email list. You will get the court records of Sophia Stewart, the writer of The Terminator and of The Matrix. And she's suing everybody because, if you've been noticing, Kia is using Larry Frenchburn as Neo. What's his name? What is it? Neo? What is he? Neo? I don't know.
Yeah,
Morpheus. Okay, you see that. Now, that is very interesting that he is doing that based on the fact that her court case goes in June the 2nd. We got this from her. We spoke with her. And so we want to just kick that out to everybody because we told her we would definitely get that message out for us. She asked everybody who's listening, when you get this, send it out because she wants everybody to be aware of. She's going pro se. She's going as her own representative, y'all. So this will be very interesting to watch. So prepare your mind if you want to keep up with it and just come to the Dry Bones. And, excuse me, I take that back. I just got a correction. It's not June the 2nd. It's June the 4th. That's June the 4th. She will be in Utah before the court in Utah for the biggest case in her life and probably those lives who've been cheated by Hollywood. So keep your mind open for that one, and that should be serious. But let me go back to the callers here. What do y'all think about this Saturn used as in most music? I want y'all to realize it's not just Michael Jackson who used Saturn. Even in rock music, you got Black Sabbath. You know, black was the color of Saturn. So isn't it strange that we have the Sabbath on Saturday? Are y'all aware of that, you know, the ramifications of that and how that really is going into a higher realm of knowledge of how that is being played on all the people, really? Anybody want to speak on that?
Well, they start the Shabbat. I observe Shabbat. But I observe it totally different from the quote unquote Jewish, you know, folks, and also from the those that call themselves Nazarene Israelites and the Hebrew Israelites. I observe it from sun up, from the crest of the sun up on Saturday to the sundown on Saturday.
Okay,
now,
so sundown. So when does it start? Sundown, according to what I have been, it's from sundown Saturday to sundown Sunday. What are you saying? Sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. Is that what this? That's what this is.
No, they celebrate it on the evening of Friday,
all the way to the evening
of Saturday.
Right. So now,
yeah,
the reason why I say that. The reason why I say that, because those of you who are into the astrological symbolism of these events, that is the moon under the ancient principles, which they got it from, is the moon setting, because the sun is gone, so that's set in Kemet. That would be considered set, darkness. And then when it arrives, will be Horus. So what they're saying is they're worshiping Set, which would be the moon, which I told you earlier would be Isis. Now, I know that they know this. Many of you should know that they know this as well, because you should have studied enough to see that this is going on. Now, what is this doing in our lives today? I'm going to tell you why this goes in our lives today, because many of us are watching and going to these places and seeing these people wearing colors, seeing emblems with six stars on them, like the sheriff, and you're never understanding or asking why does the sheriff have six stars and why does the police have five. You don't ask these questions. So by you not asking these questions, the spell continues.
Oh, wow.
Because you're not going to break it until you ask the question of how to get out of the spell, because the spell is verbiage. So they have been telling you these things for such a long time that we're going along with it, and we don't ask the question. That's why I always ask my brothers, you know, when we wear the fez is black. Well, the fez means, you know, all law. You know, you break down all law, it sounds like Allah. Doesn't everybody who's on it, does Allah, I'm saying all law. All I'm saying is all law. A-L-L-L-A-W. But if you play with it, it can sound like Allah. You understand where I'm coming from, everybody? You're listening out there, and I'm not trying to be Mr. Know-it-all. I'm just letting you know we got to analyze what these people are using on us, because we are being put in a spell, just like with Christianity and just like with Islam. Perfect example. Many of you went to graduations this week. Never once asked why the top of your daughter's or son's hat is square. It's like a mortar mix. You know, a person who does masonry, he has that mortar mix on that square thing, and he scoops on it like a square mortar board, and he just scoops around there. So they're molding your child's mind. That's what they're doing. That's why he has a square on his hat. Square is 9 degrees on both sides. Michael Jackson was aware of this. I'm just using Michael Knight because Michael showed me that he knows the symbols. And by him knowing the symbols, I got to give him credit for that as well. And because of that, we wouldn't be able to put this show together. But all I want people to understand is this. If he is alive, that's wonderful. If he ain't alive, well, we lost a powerful one. But he is alive in spirit, regardless if we see his physical body or not. His spirit lives, and we pay attention to what the man had to say, and don't look at the media and the coverage and the kids. Just block out your mind and just look at what he was saying. He said, I'm the man in the mirror. I asked all of you earlier, I said, I went to St. Petersburg, and they just not. They looking at themselves, and they doing action. I admire that. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing, to get around people that is doing these things. I also have another announcement on June the 8th. That would be the meeting that we all talked about will be on June the 8th. Your emails have been submitted to the brother. You will be given a date to call at what time to call on June the 8th. You should be receiving your emails of confirmation probably around June the, let's just say June the 6th. You will be confirmed as being put into the meeting, and that will be June the 8th. That will be the meeting of the think tank that we all talked about. The think tank will happen without media attention. It will not be on the radio, so it will be done in the privacy of our own agenda. So we just make that known. So look for your emails and follow it accordingly, and we will have a meeting and we will have action, because this year is not over with. There's no reason why many of us, the word is sustainable economy. I went to a website in Jackson, Mississippi, and they just had a conference called Mississippi Rising. Go look that up on Google, or you can go to Dry Bones Connection. It should be up no later than tomorrow, and I suggest you all look at it. I suggest you all look up the origin of oil. Find out oil is a game, and when it was made into being some organic thing in 1800s. Everything has been played on is in the 1800s. Though it's Michael Jackson's album cover, like I told you, with Petey Barham, that's an 1800s character. 1800s character. That was a dangerous album. He was telling you it was dangerous. He was telling you the carnival system, the entertainment that was created by Petey Barham and all the rest of them, it was dangerous. It exploited people. And anybody look up Petey Barham, History Barham, he has exploited millions of people, and he faked out millions with these lies of who people were from Siberia, and he just got them out of Michigan. You know, he was a con man. And today, entertainment has been the biggest con on all of us. All of us. Some form or fashion. And the biggest problem is it has conned so many of its own celebrities that they end up broke. But Michael Jackson had said that in Harlem, when he was at the Harlem Theater, when he said that many of the some of the greatest stars, Jackie Wilson and all them, ended up broke. Etta James, mm-hmm. broke. The man just told you, Little Richard, broke. Matter of fact, it wasn't for the Rolling Stones paying for Howlin' Wolf, who gave him the blues, broke. Many of them, IRS, took all the money. This is a scenario that's been going on for a long time, y'all. Now, we can stay on the lines if y'all want to stay on there, because the show will probably be over in the next 20 seconds. But we stay on the line. We keep it going for a little bit longer. And if you want to get on this conversation, those of you on there, you are automatically on. I'm going to put a few more in here who wants to get in here. My question to all of you, what are we going to do? Are we going to look in the mirror? What action are we going to start taking? I don't think all of us got the answer, but go ahead. I heard a voice. Go ahead.
Yeah, brother. Well, like I said, and we talked about this many times, you know, it starts with what we're doing. That's one step. That's one important step. Let's put it that way. That's one left foot. That's our left foot forward is the tank tank. Our tank tank
that's
is
right.
Our left foot forward in the right direction, because it's not a matter of, well, you know, it's something that, you know, that we, it's something that we have to do, brother. We have to do it because these people, we are behind. We got to play catch up. We're behind. Like you said a while ago, where this is so important and so deep, was about the graduation and the square on their head. Is it graduation? Is this called a graduation? It's not a graduation event. It is called a graduation ceremony. It means that you graduated. But when you graduate, because you are in this system, the majority of people, depending on where you are, if you're not the elite, you're graduating to to a different stage. You are under our system. They're saying that we have educated you. We have enlightened you. In other words, we have brainwashed you in this curriculum, depending on where you are, the majority of us, but you have been brainwashed, and you are graduated from there, and now you're going to another level where we're going to brainwash you some more. Because when you leave high school, you have three choices: military, go work for somebody. You don't have that many
right.
choices when you come out. You either go in the military,
right.
you're going to get a job. Some people try to start their own business, but when you get a job, you stay right back on the plantation because you're working for somebody. So you control.
And that's what
that you're the elite.
That's what it's about.
And then you get, exactly. And then you take. Then if you're in the elite, if you're going to Harvard or Yale, you have money. Certain people. Then you're invited. Then you can take an oath.
That's
and
right.
even with that, there's different degrees of that because they're not going to give you that. There's so many different levels and degrees. And let's remember something also, that they make the rules up as they go along.
And the thing that you just said was important. I'm just going to let y'all know that the reason why a lot of this is happening, and because we don't look back, and I think those of us who love history, it's our duty to bring it to the people. I know a lot of them watching football, but that's okay. Basketball, that's okay. But you can find somebody. But I'm gonna tie in something that brings into a play of how we don't study medieval history. We do not look at it. We don't study how this so-called Reformation came about that. And cataclysmic to all of us. When we talk about different things in Europe, and we can't take ourselves out of it because you know that we were there, but there was a group called the Medavichis. And if you notice some of Michael Jackson's album covers, I think the one he was blowing the dance floor, he has all these different characters and different... Take a look at the characters. They have royal connotations from the Middle Ages, especially when he was dressed like in regalia. I tell everybody, his regalia told a lot. And I kind of want y'all to realize that when people wear certain things, it means things to other people that may not mean things to you. And see, because they know you don't know, they can put it right in your face. But I wanted to say this right here. In this period, and we're going to give it the time frame, from 300 to 1000 A.D. was the Middle Ages. And I'm going to read this right quick so you understand where all this is coming from. It says, the Roman Empire grew too big. The Germans and other barbarians harassed the north. The Persians from the east. Constantine legitimized Christianity in 312. So anybody asks you when Christianity got legitimized, you say 312. That's when it became legitimized. It was not legitimized until 312. And if they can't understand that, then you're just dealing with somebody who hates truth or facts. And it says, after the decline of the empire, certainly by the year 750, three civilizations eventually dominated the area. That was Byzantine Greek speaking, Islamic, Arabic writing, and the Western European of Latin writing. Admittedly, this is pretty much the Dark Ages. Are y'all listening here? These three groups, which I just said, Byzantine, Islamic, and the European, Western European, those are what I just told you earlier, are the three religious systems that was created. That would be Judaism, that would be Christianity, and that would be Islam. Coming out of this period from 300 to 1000 A.D. I suggest y'all look at that when y'all start debating with people about when Islam and when to speak all this stuff about Latin and all this. Just take a look at it, of that period. It'll give you all the names of the players, and you will start to see certain things of why we suffering today. And what Michael Jackson said, they don't give a damn about us. This is the reason. From that period right there,
that group decided that they were going to merchandise everybody. Y'all look it up if I'm making this up. That they were going to merchandise everybody. And that's when you get into these Medavichis and all this Gabaldis and these banking system of Venice and Othello, who was supposed to be in Venice, you know, and we leaving out these great stories to leave out that these people have merchandised us, so they don't give a damn about merchandise when they do that to people. That's why they can use Agenda 21, which is being done in Brazil as we speak, by wiping out a full force of people. They have taken them out. And I want you to know the show didn't even go off. It just, I hope I don't click off. I see the numbers went off, and the lady didn't even say goodnight. It's the end of Blog Talk, so something is definitely going on tonight. But nonetheless, I want y'all to keep an eye on this Olympics. Not Olympics, the World Cup. I want y'all to keep an eye for when we talk on Wednesday about Sophia Stewart, about the Terminator. These movies that sister wrote about. If y'all don't see how far gone we are into that Terminator mentality, just because you don't see drones over us does not mean drones are not over other nations. Nation states, I might say. Those are nation states. And a nation state comes from SATO, S-A-T-O-S-T-A-T-O. I got it right. And that's not good either. I don't think nobody wants to be a nation state, because that's just a status that you were given over to by the Roman Empire mentality.
You know what, Drabo?
Go ahead.
I'm really kind of surprised more people didn't get in on this, because this conversation we had tonight is just as important than any other conversation we had on the show, period. And I think people think it because it's Michael Jackson, it may not be just as important. But this is the whole thing. This is all of it in a nutshell. And people need to understand that. I'm pretty surprised more people didn't participate and ask questions and really understand. Well, unless we know a lot of people don't understand symbolism.
Well, that's true. A lot of people don't realize. I told people when I was putting this together, I said, remember the time when I started looking at the old footage of Remember the Time, Michael Jackson got pictures that if you go on Google, he is by himself with pyramids. Just him he took pictures with himself with the pyramids and so forth. So he even has a picture of him looking like one of the characters in Kemet. They got a stone statue just like Michael Jackson. I got that on the paper.
True.
I got that. I sent it out to everybody. And I put the whole thing in pieces so you can see the pieces. Now, if y'all look at it after tonight, you should be able to say, oh, yeah, I see it clearly.
Yeah.
I told you he's going to be in a – did you see the pictures, Malika? You've seen the pictures, right?
Yes,
yeah.
I did. They're very – they're out there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there's no reason why people should not say – if you heard our brothers who've been on here, who've been on our shows, and thank you for all them coming – Michael Jackson said just about everything that was on that show. Just about. You know, not everything, but he said no. I mean, he's been there telling you that they're robbing the people. He's been there telling you that he's for justice. And by him putting that on his album cover, I see that he is for justice. Now, he can say that. It's about us creating the justice ourselves. A people that does nothing, you can't talk about anything. If you let these people do this, or we let these people, I'm going to say we let these people do us the way they plan to do, then it's our fault, because we are way ahead of knowing. We know now more so than we ever do. We kind of know lot of the secrets that they did not tell us 15, 25 years ago or 30 years ago when our parents was growing up. They didn't have no idea of this big conspiracy, many of them.
That's right. That's
they
right.
had no idea that this was going to happen. You know, who knew that we would know? Now, people be talking about, I'm going to talk to everybody. I hope I can get my brother on here. Like, I heard True Freeman was in the chat room earlier. I'll have to get him on it. I want to ask these brothers, the Libra Code, which is in the Reconstruction period, America never convened after Reconstruction, the Congress. They were in a state, we've been in a state of martial law since that time, according to the Lever Code, because they never convened. And right now, if you never convened, that means y'all never came to a constituency of bringing back the Republic. So they never brought the Republic back. See, these are the things that when you talk this stuff, you got to have history to back your stuff. Otherwise,
that's true.
When you get to the top of this, you're gonna get eaten alive because you ain't standing on real foundation. You know what I'm saying? If the people do not know, and I will say this again, and Michael Jackson tried to warn you again, that you're going into a Masonic courtroom that worships Saturn. Can I say that again for you? That's why the real church people or the real hierarchy goes on Saturday, because that's the real so-called law. The rest of you going to church on Sunday, which is just the first day of the week.
Yeah.
You understand that? Sunday is not Saturday,
yeah.
Seventh day of the week. I mean, you understand that, everybody? It's Sunday,
yeah.
Is first.
Mm-hmm.
So even in that, you're wrong for just going without even realizing what you're going about. See how they have you? Not even simplest things of adding up chapter 7. We can't even do that. We got Sunday at 7. And it sure ain't. And it sure ain't.
Well, see, brother, that's why a lot of people, that's why the tank thing is going to be so vital. That's why it's so detrimental. That's why it's part of a lifeline, because we have so many people, brothers and sisters out there, that they're going to get caught up in that stuff because they don't have a clue. They're going to be like a bunch of lamb being led to slaughter. They're going to walk right in blindly thinking they're going over here to be safe or this is okay over here, and they're walking, they're going to walk right into and get slaughtered because they don't have a clue as to what's going on. They don't understand symbolism. They don't even know their history. I mean, you were talking about movies. We talk about movies all the time on the show. But, you know, look at the commercials right now. Almost every freaking commercial that comes on TV right now has something beastly in it.
No.
Promoting homosexuality and some sexual subliminal message coming through there. Some of them just come and say, you have to look at it and say, okay, this commercial I just seen right here, what the heck does that have anything to do with sex? But they got some kind of sexual perversion in there anyway.
Just like the football, the NFL. Now, I'm like this, y'all. I'm going to be honest with everybody, so you who listening, who's still on the line. Football just put off the biggest stunt during the draft with this brother named Sam. And, of course, he was a seven-round draft pick. Anybody who knows football knows seven-round draft picks ain't nothing to be writing home about. So for them to have the cameras waiting and the cake rating, you know, it's staged because they have an agenda that is being played out because they're putting a spell out there on the people to accept this as the new black. You've been told already that this is the new black. The reason why that's dangerous to us, because now your civil liberties, which was already mute, is even now going to be detoured to somebody else who is sexual connotation. It has nothing to do with that. Nobody knows you're gay if you don't tell them. Y'all do
exactly.
Understand it.
Exactly.
No one knows it. I don't know who's gay unless they tell me. So the fact that this can be seen as some type of problem of getting a job, this is ridiculous. So now they're doing it in a way where, y'all seen it yourself, the big brawny black guy, black men are now being married to white men.
The
gender is full effect. And, of course, it's going to become more prevalent as this goes on because this we call a liberal, this is a liberal cause, and so the liberals are pushing. Now, these are the same agendas that we talked about. And I'm not going to say, I can, you know, Michael Jackson, being that he turns himself white, I don't know if he was saying to the world that you don't care if I'm black or white because he was treated bad anyway in some cases. he admitted that himself. So by seeing these black men and with white men and these white black women with white men, really not new, everybody. I want y'all to know that. I gave you the clue when I said the Medici's in Venice. You look some people up, you will see that they was doing the same thing. Same thing. A lot of the slaves don't like to talk about, a lot of people on the slave ships, but many of the men were raped as well. This is not
I'm
new.
Sure.
Many of the men was raped, but they don't want to put it in the books or talk about it because it's just too deep for people. They can't take that. So you have to sanitize it up with a roots. You know, you get a guy to, I ain't getting me wrong, roots was good, but it was very sanitized. You know, they got everybody looking like, you know, everybody was happy. But
yeah,
in some
sure.
cases,
yeah, yeah.
In some cases, this is what they do. Now, history's going to be rewritten if we don't wake up, y'all. They're rewriting it every day.
Mm-hmm.
They're rewriting it every day. The laws are being changed every day. So I asked my brothers who are in law, it behooves you to help people like Reverend Pinckney, which I'm glad I brought that up. I will have that out tomorrow. Reverend Pinckney has a new number to call. And that number, he's on a TV show as well. Brother Sean gave it to me. I will send it out to everybody. If you are on my email list, you will receive it tomorrow. Kind of same scenario. Why don't y'all go help
okay.
this cat?
Yeah, yeah. By the way, I called on that day. I called twice. The secretary answered, and then she gave me his voice mail. I left a message, and I called back
right,
again.
That's right. That's exactly what
gave
happened.
She gave me his message again. And then I spoke to her about
it. They're getting the messages. Problem is, it's not a problem. It's becoming more prevalent. He's getting calls from all over the place, which is bringing light. And the reason why I say that, it needs to be looked at because if you're going to deal with the courts, you might want to help these brothers like this.
Yeah.
If you're going to be in the courtroom fighting for a dog or some type of license plate, why don't y'all band together and fight for this brother who can get out of who's doing something that is necessary for all of us not to go through, which would be, you know, total takeover of our rights. I mean, a man going to jail for something like that petty. You know, think about if it happens to us. Now, my sister who has her show, Sister Ngoni's show is at 7 o'clock. She also has the opinion. I hope she's still on there. Maybe I can get her back on there if she's still on. Agenda 21 is so far entrenched that none of this will work in so many ways. I'd rather her explain her version, but they're able to confiscate all land all over the earth. Based off the silence that we show here in this great America, we are a very silenced group. I'm talking about our group. Now, if you want to talk about the brothers and I would say brothers right now who are in Bundy, that I started listening to that very carefully, you might get a different perspective on what's going on because a lot of people ain't scared. You know, everybody should not be scared. I know there are a lot of scared people, but even me talking like this, I have heard people saying to me, oh, man, you shouldn't be talking on the radio like that. You shouldn't be talking that. So they get, like, automatically nervous. I said, man, if they want to get me, they can get me in any way possible. I could be anywhere. You know what I'm saying? These people, if they really want you, you know, but the problem is while y'all watching it happen. If y'all know a person is being done in, the problem is we watch it. Now, them people that had the Bundy Ranch, they did not watch it. They went in there and said, no, we're going to stand behind this dude. And they came with their weapons and everything. Now, y'all, I didn't tell them to bring weapons. They brought their own weapons just on the strength that they said, we are not letting it happen. Now, here we go again. And I'm going to say it clearly. If you ain't going to do something with the law that you know or the symbolism that you have learned to teach others, then it's null and void, really. You know, my thing is this.
Yeah.
You can hold all the seminars you want. Go ahead, brother. Feel free.
These are the things that we're going to be discussing in the same thing. Yeah, because, you know, this is not the time for foolishness. This is not the time to be over here and be standing up and wearing dashikis and holding up hands and braiding your hair or going an afro and looking good, because I've seen it too many times, brother. Too many times.
Yep.
And I know me personally, you have been too many times where I end up being standing alone. Me and a couple other brothers, when we started out, you had about 50 or 100 of us, and you turn around, everybody's gone.
Wow.
When the SHIT hit the fan, everybody's gone. They talk all of that stuff, you know, just like you said, the ones that's going to call you and this and that and say, oh, don't be talking about this. Okay, when is it ever going to end? When are you going to stand up for something then? You think they really don't know? A lot of times, you know, and I know you know this, a lot of times when you have this show right here on the show, brother, a lot of times when you're talking, when you have the call drop and certain things like that, see, if you don't understand how do these people operate, how the satellite work and how deep, and some of the things we're going to talk about in 10 things, a lot of times I call them drop. A lot of times they can send a little signal here and then shut you down and bring it back up and do whatever the hell they want. You see, people don't realize just how serious and how deep this thing is. They think it's a joke.
Yeah. This is a rabbit hole, man. This thing is very deep. And the thing is, it's playing with all of our lives. The reason why I have mentioned Reverend Pickney I've been doing, because it's messing with the pensions. Many of us are still connected to capitalism. And
yeah.
So it behooves you to understand it rather than talk about you going, because you ain't prepared and you haven't had any thought. We as a people have not thought about if something happened. That's why I think we have to have cooperative, sustainable economic talks, meaning that which I've seen and learned from some others in St. Petersburg, they're trying to put in their school system cooperative education. We got sisters who have big acres of the land. They are trying to do something with others. It's very tough, and I do have statistics here. I wish I might save them to Wednesday on how much land we really own. Y'all gonna be shocked. We lost a lot, y'all. I'm gonna show y'all what we used to have compared to what we have now. It's almost frightening, y'all. It's almost frightening how much land we lost. And then we'd be talking about we want to buy land. The problem, the first thing it said is we lose the land based off the inheritance of the next generation. That means the kids don't keep it up. Y'all seen it.
Not because we don't see
y'all seen it. Y'all seen it. We don't keep it up. If somebody leaves something, just like in a house. Many people have lost these houses the day that's in foreclosure because of their kids. Couldn't keep it up. Could not keep it up. Because they had, and some people, houses was paid for. And still be in foreclosure. Now, I don't know how to explain that. I can't, it ain't my business, but I can't explain how your house, that means you took out a bunch of loans on it. So that shows you that you didn't have enough economic sense either.
And that's being passed down, brother, not to cut you up. And that mentality is being passed down. Some of the children also don't have a clue, and they were not educated on what they're supposed to do, so that they can pass it down to their children and to their great-grandchildren and keep it going.
That's right.
Because they're uneducated. They don't know what to do. The ones before, maybe they got to a point at the last minute. They might learn something, but that time was too late. So now they just leave the house. But then they get it. They don't know. Next thing you know, they lose the house.
That's right. And so, you know, these are the things that we have to talk about if we're going to get into the think tank come June 8th. One thing, and I do hear the statistics right here, it's called the Federation of Southern Cooperative Land Assistance Fund. And it says land ownership is a vital asset to all communities. Within the last century, the 100 years, y'all, I know y'all know, African-American land ownership has rapidly declined. Compared to U.S. agricultural data, African-American farmland ownership, in 1910 to 1997, it showed a drastic decline from its peak of 15. We had 15 million acres. Did y'all hear that?
15 million acres right now. We are almost. Y'all want to hear this?
Uh-oh.
This is frightening. It said African American land ownership, a total owned approximately 7.7 million acres of land, less than 1% of all private owned rural land in the United States. We own less than 1% of all public owned rural land in the United States. Somebody needs to see. This is why we can't have logical conversations, because people are talking about, let's get land. Don't know nothing about the statistics, how these farmers fall hard to get their land, and then got it taken away through the Bureau of Land Management, which is what Bundy's them going through. But you don't ever want to have a conversation about that. But you want to run the court. Every chance you get. But we can't get no understanding of what all this court run doing for us. You know? What is all this court running doing for us?
It's a setup.
We still own 1%. What was the lawyers at when they lost all this land?
It's a setup, brother. And they've been set up. Like you said, they think, oh, we got to go to court. I'm not understanding that they were already working with the courts. By the time you get in, like you said, when you walk into there, you're standing on this square. If you look in any courtroom that you go to in the corner and those flags are standing there, you got a flag with you got a fascism flag in every courtroom.
That's right.
You got a flag there with rebels. All right, that represents fascism. In other words, when you walk in there, it's a game. It's all fair in the game of war, and you're the target. You never had a chance. We can manipulate anything that we want to do. We can change this. We can change that. You walking in, basically, the majority of the time, you're walking into a gunfight with a knife in your hand.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to get to people. Not that I'm trying to be negative, but if we're going to talk about this, let's talk about it wholly. Let's not just bring a piece of it up and don't tell the people the other parts. I keep telling people before. Now, I'm going to give you the, and we're going to end on this, maybe we can carry this on to another time. This is a common legal contribution to land laws. I'm going to leave it at this, and we're going to go on. It says, the Federation has identified 7 causes of African-American land laws. I ain't going to read all of them. I'm just going to give you the top. I'm going to leave this heading. We'll get into that another time. Number one was heir property ownership. They don't know who the heirs are after the person dies. Yeah, you know what that means. That's like a funeral. We don't know who's going to get the money, and we start fighting. Then number two, lack of estate planning. Well, that might have something to do with the private side, which Brother Jonah Bay did mention. So that might be somewhere that needs to be taught at. And I see I'm not against it. I'm just showing where it needs to be pinpointed at, lack of estate planning. So I can see that being part there. Tax sales, ain't paid the taxes. That's number three. Partition sales. Now, that's a common way of us losing. They said continue to lose land. Partition sales is a court order sale of land. Uh-oh. See what I just said? A partition sale is a court order sale of land. Well, maybe we need to discuss that. And here's number five, voluntary. We so tired of doing land, we just sell it. Then six, other contributions to land laws would be devastation, exploitation, you know, different type of systematic banks doing people in. So that's number six. And the big seven is inaccessible. Here it is, y'all. See, tell me if I ain't on it, but y'all ain't going to want to say I am. I know it, because I don't wear a fez. Anyway, number seven, inaccessibility to legal counsel. What does that say, everybody? Inaccessibility to legal counsel. We won't even help our own people up here talking all this stuff. It says the need for attorneys to assist heir property owners, particularly those who wish to maintain ownership, is critical to curbing the crisis of African-American land loss in the United States. Where are y'all?
Wow, they're even putting
where are
it.
You? Where
oh,
are
my
you
God.
About? I mean, I got to get down. I hope Akimbo, I hope y'all all listening. Everybody, you going to tell me we don't even have legal counsel and we listen to these shows? What the hell we listen to these damn shows for? To sound good?
Yeah,
that's why
I
get upset.
It's entertainment.
That's why
and
I get upset.
It's entertainment and to continue to brainwash the message. What you talk about right there,
the
also, exactly. And what you talk about right there and also about the land, Brother Amos Wilson was talking about the same thing, man. Amos Wilson talked about that when he talked, and he talked a portion of that was in Blueprint to Black Power. We talked about that. You don't have any land. You don't have anything. He said, "How are you gonna compete?" Like in his own words, quote unquote, "How are you gonna compete with the white boy?" And you're gonna walk in there. You don't have anything. He said, "You go to a gunfight with a knife in your hand." Matter of fact, you're not even invited to come watch.
Man,
how much of a disadvantage that you had. You're not even invited to come and watch the gunfight.
It's pathetic, man. It's become more pathetic. And I want y'all to know, the more pathetic you become, the more they're watching us become pathetic, and the more they're going to become unsympathetic with us because they ain't got no good plan for us, y'all. Michael Jackson,
no.
They don't give a damn about us. You better pay attention to that. Because they don't. Matter of fact, we're going to leave on this. Africa is now under the biggest hostile takeover ever. This guy called Boukam, this Islamic jihadist that looks like the next black, he's Bin Laden in black. All he's doing is pretending to kidnap these girls. We don't even know they kidnap or not. They might be, they might not. But guess what America did the next day? Sent all these troops over. Come to find out, Nigeria got huge reservoirs of oil. That's all. It ain't about them girls. They care less about girls. They sell girls every day to the Islamic nation. Every day. You want to see movies on it. So they're damn sure ain't about no girls. It's about the resources, as always. And so in leaving, like Michael Jackson say, can we heal the world? I don't know. Can we save the world? I don't know. But one thing I know we can do is take our ass in the mirror tomorrow when we get ready to look at our ass and go to sleep before we wash our face and say, what the hell am I doing to help this situation? If you ain't doing nothing, then fine. Take your ass out the way and sit on down. Don't get in the ways of people who try. And those of you, I'm calling you out, all you who are on this law trip, come on this show and prove to me you know what you're talking about. Prove that to me. Prove to our people that you really know what you're talking about. I'm going to bring up some stuff right now. Like I say, why ain't you helping out with the land council? You want land, you tell me. You know what's so funny before I let y'all go? They claim this is all our land. You ever hear people say, this is our land. We was here first. Yeah, granted, we sure were, but how you going to get it back? By you saying it? Because that's where we at with the most of our people. They saying stuff all day. Looking, I want y'all to know I'm not against anybody who's learning stuff, but when you get to the point where you're narrow-minded with it, all you want to do is talk about this one aspect of it. And then you don't tell people, oh, the prophet said, and the prophet said. Well, you know, I wish the prophet would have known that his own people were going to kill him. That would have been nice to know, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't have that much problem. If he would have known that y'all was planning on killing his ass, he might have left town earlier. But since he didn't know that, guess what happened to him? Now, figure that one out and call me back and tell me how come y'all don't talk about that. That's more dangerous than anything, that y'all would kill your own prophet and then pretend like y'all love him. How that sound? How that sound? History proof, I'm not lying, I ain't making this up. You killed Noble Drew Ali and over money.
All of them. Then they're going to come back talking about the prophet said. Okay. Well, tonight, we got to hear what Michael Jackson said. And I thank Brother Jay Reed. You out there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I appreciate you, man. Again, timely show. You was on point with this one. You said it. Please keep us abreast on the more information you get on this, because I know it ain't ending. Believe me. The album,
oh,
all
no,
this stuff
not
is not ending.
No, it's
so
just
I'm sure,
we
have another show on this. Real soon.
Yeah, I'm finna do some more investigating, and next time you're going to be really shocked what's happening.
All right, I'm looking forward to it, man, because it seems like this is not going to end. My eyes is already saying, wow, I never thought I'd see Michael Jackson in an outfit like that. It's like,
yeah,
whoa.
Yeah.
Machiavelli, y'all, he ain't playing with y'all. He ain't playing with us. So everybody, my intentions are not to inflame people into being mad at me. My intention is to inflame people to set your ass on fire so we can get something started. Because you can see, like the brother said earlier, this ain't a game. Just because you're able to say a few words in Latin and all that stuff, this ain't a game. This ain't a game. You don't have no land. I just told you that. Less than 1%. Now, unless you can produce some more land and tell me how we can get that back, I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to listen to anybody with logical information. But if you're leaving out huge chunks like this is not a Masonic Republic, when I ask you, is this a Masonic Republic, and you telling me, oh, yeah, but... okay, what that mean? If it's a Masonic Republic, you can't get no justice in a Masonic Republic because it's only going to the few, which is called an oligarchy. I don't know how anybody, this why the think tank, y'all, we got to have a think tank so we can start thinking because these are obvious stuff. If I could take this up, duh, I ain't no scientist. It's just common sense that I was given. Thank goodness for that. So I appreciate y'all. Wednesday night, we will be right back on there, and we will not stop until we wake up a couple more. We will get just a couple. I know we'll get the album, just a couple. All right. Peace out, everybody.
Peace.
Right.
Okay.